With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The planned reopening of Camp Mystic in Texas has been confirmed.
27 campers and counselors were killed at the all-girls camp during catastrophic floods. The area of the camp along the river that was destroyed by floodwaters will not be part of that reopening. Only the part of the camp that was not damaged will resume welcoming campers. There are now new, tougher camp safety laws in Texas that prohibit cabins in dangerous parts of flood zones and require camp operators to develop detailed emergency plans. Money was also allocated for warning sirens and improved weather forecasting. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Rebecca Heinrichs with the Hudson Institute says President Trump used yesterday's speech at the United Nations to emphasize the gap between good intentions and good outcomes on a wide range of issues, including immigration.
The humanitarian view from from President Trump's perspective is to close your borders, get control of your own borders, because there's, you know, terrible atrocities that are committed to people who are being trafficked, et cetera, across the borders.
Heinrichs spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Authorities say a shooter with a rifle opened fire from a roof onto a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement location in Dallas. The man killed one detainee and wounded two others in a transport van before taking his own life. The van was shot at while at the facility's Sally Port on Wednesday. A law enforcement official who spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity identified the suspect as Joshua John. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 171 points, the Nasdaq dropped 75. This is SRN News. How spiritual is your state?
The answer comes from the Pew Research Center with a caveat that religious and spiritual are not the same thing. For Pew's purposes, being spiritual basically means believing in something or anything beyond the physical world. With that in mind, the poll reveals that by and large, the most religious states are also the most spiritual states, and they are mostly in the South. However, even in the secular North and West, most people say they are spiritual. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court says a Vermont Christian school can participate in the state sports league. The decision overturns the previously one that upheld a ban on the school after it forfeited a high school girls' basketball game against a team with a male athlete. The U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit granted Mid-Vermont Christian School a preliminary injunction to rejoin the league. This is SRN News. The FBI has handed over a centuries-old map to Mexican officials.
The map was found by a librarian in New Mexico. There was a special ceremony at the consulate in Albuquerque this week. The Villa de Santa Fe map had been part of Mexico's archives until it was discovered missing in 2011. The map shows the Spanish province of Nuevo Mexico, including locations of rivers and Spanish settlements. Historians talked about the significance of the map, saying it provided key documentation of the Camino Real, a 600-mile route that once served as a lifeline between Mexico City and Santa Fe. John Scott reporting.
The family of one of the 67 people who were killed when an airliner collided with an Army helicopter over Washington, D.C. in January is suing the government and the airlines involved. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.